Alright, let's get the ball rolling before I pass out from exhaustion. Oh, fuck. I can't decide if I'm hot or if I'm cold. One minute I'm hot, next minute I'm having like fucking menopause or some shit. I don't know. Are we recording? Okay, good. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space, because this ain't it. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can shove your opinions up your ass, that way President-elect Trump has something to stick his cock into. Wait, that look didn't come out right. That's what she said. Oh! Don't forget the ever-present. The most likely third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. It happens, my friends. It happens, my enemies. It happens, bitches and bitchettes. It happens, hoes and pimps. It happens, boys and girls. Ladies and gentlemen, all of you out there, it motherfucking happens. Because I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Civical Libertarian Society. This is Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the women's platform from which I launch the cruise missile. My intellect comes in on and destroys stupid motherfucking statist. All around the world, no matter how far you go, no matter what you hide behind, no matter what kind of fucking bunker you're in, no matter what kind of little fucking Saddam Hussein spider hole, does not matter. Cruise missile my intellect will seek you out and destroy you if you are a left-wing statist, right-wing statist, a homo statist, a GLBT KKK statist, a statheist, a feminist statist, an anarcho-sissy, a social justice warrior. Doesn't fucking matter. Hi, I am the great one himself. You can send us an email at God, dog spelled backwards, God, at CYNLIBSSC.com on the motherfucking internet. In the control room, right over there on the other side of the glass, being seen and not heard the way women should be, is the lovely and adorable Randy. Welcome to Stating the Obvious podcast, recorded here on the 24th of November, in the year of our Lord, 2016, the year of our Lord Hussein Obama, the Messiah. He who brought the hope and the change and the forward. He who brought us Obamacare and free health care and closed Guantanamo Bay and improved race relations and helped out the poor people and all this other shit that he did. Now, of course, the Trumpening is coming. We're going to talk about the Trumpening today. Yes, it is Thanksgiving night. Yes, it is. What time? God, it's 7:20, so we're going to be done with this until after 8 o'clock. Oh, I am so fucking tired. So Randy spent the day with her family because she's normal. And she has friends and shit. I'm a podcaster. I don't have any fucking friends. Oh, man. I spent my day. And you know, what I really want to do, right? What I really would like to do right now is just play a fucking computer game and shoot some stuff. But no. See, I'm doing this for you guys. I've been awake since 2 o'clock this morning. Couldn't sleep last night. And in the course of Thanksgiving, which I did not spend hanging out with friends or family because I'm a podcaster, I have no fucking life. What I did today was I managed to break one of my Linux computers and had to restore the file system. And then I did some experimenting with making bootable USB drives to install Linux and Windows on computers via USB. And what the fuck else did I do? Oh, I finished the vampire book that I was reading. I finally got that knocked out. That was pretty good. Then, because I love you guys, because I'm such a generous, caring, compassionate, cocksucking motherfucker, I spent 5 hours of my day here at the studio recording podcast. I was recording a my brain has hurt so bad. I was recording podcast for the Meditations and Motivation series or whatever the fuck it's called. I have 6 podcasts I got recorded. I haven't done the editing on them yet because, unlike stating the obvious and Anarchy Moment and the other podcast and series like that, where there's essentially no editing to be done, there's a little post-processing, but no editing. For the Motivation and Meditation series, there's a lot of editing that happens there because, of course, I'm reading things. I'm reading things that were written, and they're written very formally, usually, and so they're difficult to read and make them sound conversational. And when I'm reading them, they sound like really flat. And I don't know. I don't know if you guys notice it or think it or whatever, but I know I sure as hell do. I'm like, oh, I realize I'm like, God, that fucking sounds terrible. So anyhow, I spent 5 hours. I got 6 episodes recorded. There's no editing done at all. I still got to do all the editing. But I've got 6 episodes, got the raw recordings in the can. That took 5 hours because I had to select specific material to read. I had a general idea of what the books I was going to read from, but I had to find the material and sort through it and then do like a pre-reading. And God damn it, that's going to fall off of there. I'm going to be pissed off. Now, God, fuck. This place is a... Actually, it's not that bad. I'm kind of cleaning up in here. It's part of my new kick. After reading the book, I talked about The Power of Less, which has really motivated me into getting back into... Oh, fuck. Randy, I totally forgot to do yoga today. I was going to fucking do yoga. Oh. Shit. There's not enough hours in the fucking day here. God damn it. Anyway, I didn't do yoga. But I mean, look, you can almost see the desk in here. Isn't it glorious? Glorious hat. Anyway, that's a different podcast. Never mind. That's Aaron Clary. He pimps glorious hat, not me. The fuck was I talking? Oh, yeah. Cindy out. I've been getting shit done, and the fuck did that have to do with the fucking podcast? Anyway. The Meditations and Motivations. I got 6 episodes recorded. I just got to do all the fucking editing and shit. So those will be coming up. Of course, we're going into my shitty time of the year when I'm busy like a motherfucker. Starting Monday, my time is going to be virtually non-existent. So in theory, that's a big fucking word in theory. Because we all know theory is just like reality in theory. In theory, I'm going to get some more episodes in the can and get shit lined up so that these next 2 weeks when I'm busier than fuck, well, actually, it's going to be close to 3 weeks that I'm not going to have a chance to do any recording. So we'll see how the fuck this goes. Anyhow, that's what I spent 5 hours of my day today doing because I love you guys that much. And Randy, of course, spent the day with her friends and family, and that gave her enough time to get sick of her friends and family and come on in here to the studio and put up with my shit. So we're going to bump out this episode, and then she's going to get the fuck out of Dodge, and I don't know. I'm either going to do something productive, or I'm actually going to break down and play a computer game and kill some things with a fucking sword or something, or shoot them with magic fucking fireballs or something. All right, let's talk about the trumpeting. Let's talk some more about the trumpeting. I'm going to put the video, if I remember, it could happen, put the video in the show notes. Stefan Molyneux talking about Donald Trump's cabinet selections. So how's that trumpeting going for you? Mitt Romney. I saw that on the Twitterverse. Like Mitt Romney, Secretary of State. Oh. When I saw that, I just groaned. I'm like, all right, well, there it is. Honeymoon's over. Guy's not even president yet. Honeymoon has ended. Look, I know that you guys think that not all politicians are like that. I know that many of you out there think Donald Trump is the Messiah, that he is going to fix the problems. He's going to solve things. He's going to make it better. He's not. When I did the Trumpening edition of The Linkage, amongst all the articles I quoted in there was one by Jack Donovan and there was one by Black Dragon. Both of them pointing out that Donald Trump is not the Messiah and nothing's going to be any different. And I might, at some point, read those on the podcast and talk about them. I'm not doing it today because I spent so much time reading today. I'm fucking sick of reading. I really don't even want to look at my notes. If I see another fucking printed word today that I have to fucking read, I may fucking shoot someone. I'm done with reading. Although, I might also start that new horror book that I got. The one about the spiders. It looks pretty fucking good. Yeah, but I have to read that out loud, so that's a little bit different. So people, there are people out there like myself who are seeing Mitt Romney, Secretary of State, and the response is, oh gosh, there we go, Donald Trump selling out already. And Stefan Molyneux does a video in which he basically comes on and apologizes for Donald Trump. Now, first of all, Stefan Molyneux apologizing for politicians is kind of terrifying, because this is the guy who, you know, nonviolence and voting is violence, which me too. And so in a way, I kind of understand, because I think Stefan sees the same thing I do, which is you have to do something to prevent the extermination of the white people, even though I listened to two more episodes of Common Filth podcast. Maybe I just won with three total, because I think I talked about the second. Anyhow, he's still going on. Yeah, I did, because he was going on about sodomites. And he's still going on about sodomites. The guy has some weird obsession with sodomites. It's like me, right? I blame everything on statism. To me, statism is the root cause of everything. For him, sodomites are the root cause of everything. Anyhow, I talked a little bit. I was doing another hour, 45-minute podcast. There's really nothing to add. He just spent the entire time ripping on sodomites and blaming sodomites for everything. Common Filth gets it also. He's not a Trump guy. He's like, no, Trump is not the Messiah. Trump's not going to change things. Oh, he's talking about how Trump is not a Christian and how Trump wants to have sex with his daughter, because you can tell because of the way Trump looks at his daughter. And when he puts his arm around his daughter, he puts it really low on her body, and how evil Trump is because Trump wants to have sex with his daughter. And like, oh, God, please just get over it. I mean, I'd do Trump's daughter also. Who wouldn't? Oh, yeah. All you fucking Christian weirdos out there. Oh, here's another thing I learned from Common Filth. I know this has nothing to do with the presidential election. Here's another thing I learned from Common Filth. You can find him on YouTube, Common Filth Radio. If you search for that on YouTube, he'll come up. I mean, it's not a bad podcast. He's interesting to listen to. I just disagree with his entire premise on everything, because he's coming at it from the perspective of Christianity, that there's this invisible man in the sky, and the reason everything is fucked up is because we don't suck the invisible man's cock often enough. I learned from Common Filth that there's different levels of sin. I didn't know this. There's different levels of sin. Because the thing in the context was like, well, somebody wrote in, they're saying, well, what about Christians that have sex outside of marriage? Isn't that as bad as sodomy or whatever? And Common Filth says, no. You see, having sex outside of marriage is a sin, but it's not as much of a sin as sodomy is. So apparently there's levels. There's like grades. Like fucking somebody you're not married to is like maybe only a 2 out of 10, but sodomy is like an 11 out of 10. I never knew. I didn't know that there were different grades of sins. You learn something new every fucking day. Oh, you goddamn fucking Jesus freaks. You people are... Yes. So in other words, the sins that you might engage in, well, those sins aren't that bad. But the sins that the sodomites engage in, oh my God. Oh, they're going to burn in hell. Your sins will, of course, be forgiven, because your sins are only minor sins, right? Is that how this works? Anyhow, speaking of sins, documentaries. I'm watching a documentary about Star Trek, the original series, and they're restoring the original Starship Enterprise, the big giant prop that they used for the planet flybys and all this other stuff. And modern documentaries are so fucking retarded. They're so geared towards stupid people. I've talked about this in the past. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. If you've watched modern documentaries, either you know what I mean and you're intelligent, or you don't and you're one of the stupid ones. Like, just all just give me the goddamn information. I don't need all the entertainment aspect to keep me interested. Just give me the fucking,
well, but if you don't make it entertaining, people won't be interested. They won't learn anything.
If people have to be entertained in order for them to learn things, then it's a waste of time trying to teach them. I'm also drinking a Dos Equis, so just hang with me here. All right. Back to Stefan Molyneux, who is defending a politician and involving, and I'm just like, is this really Stefan Molyneux? Is he that far gone? Because to me, again, let's do the reminders. Let me be honest on the good stuff. Yes, I voted for Trump. Yes, I wanted Trump to win because I did not want Hillary Clinton to be the president, because Hillary Clinton as the president of the United States is one of the most terrifying things I can imagine. And I am very, very glad that Donald Trump won and Hillary didn't. And I voted for Donald Trump. And voting is violence. And I used violence to defend myself from violence. Absolutely. Yada, yada, fucking yada. I'm not going to be a Trump apologist, okay? Trump is not different from other politicians, okay? I know you're out there, but not all politicians are like that. Yeah, they are. And we are going to find out. I mean, Mitt fucking Romney. Hey, alt-right. Hey, Manosphere. How does it feel to have Mitt Romney's ballsack in your mouth? So anyhow, Stefan Molyneux did this video in which he apologized for Donald Trump and talked about how... Well, let me just go down my notes here, which I'm going to have to read. I don't want to look at words. My fucking eyes hurt from looking at words. And my chicken scratch here. Just bear with me. The overall motif here of this video was that people should stop second-guessing Trump. Because Trump knows what he's doing. Oh my God, at one point Stefan Molyneux actually said, referring to Donald Trump, he's one of the smartest people in the world. I mean, maybe in a sense, I mean, I've said it before, I've said this about Obama. I mean, he's dumb, but he's not dumb, right? Obama got elected president. Not too many people have done that. Donald Trump did get elected president. Not too many people have done that. But one of the smartest people in the world, really. And I get that what Stefan is saying in this video has some elements of truth to it. He points out that, well, let me come back. Let me fucking go the right path here. So the whole thing is people need to stop second-guessing Trump and leave him and let him do what he's doing because he knows what he's doing and he's one of the smartest people in the world and all this other shit. And so one of the things that Molyneux says is that Trump now has access to information that other people don't. And that might be informing his decisions, such as his apparent decision. And maybe it's an apparent, I don't fucking know because I don't watch the news. But this is what he talked about. Trump deciding not to pursue putting Hillary in jail. Which, I'm like, all right, no, Hillary really needs to go to jail. Somebody needs to pursue charges against her. They got the Clinton Foundation, all sorts of stuff. So anyhow, but then, all right, Melanie makes a good point, though, is that if Donald Trump comes into office making too much noise, like he's going to go after Hillary Clinton and try to put her in jail, Obama might give her a pardon, which I'm kind of expecting Obama to do anyway, because we know presidents on their way out like to go crazy with the pardons and executive orders and doing bullshit. And if you're Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, you fucking loot the White House on your way out and you steal furniture and paintings and all kinds of other shit. So, okay, makes a little sense. Donald Trump, you know, if he is going after Hillary Clinton, keep it on the down low, so that you don't scare Obama into giving the woman a pardon. Yeah, all right. Another thing they talked about was, well, but the media is saying all this stuff about Donald Trump because they're trying to get people to hate Donald Trump. Well, I think everybody hates Donald Trump already, except for some people who voted for him. And maybe, sure, the media is probably trying to manipulate other people into hating him. Maybe that's why the media is like, look, Mitt Romney, because people like me look at this and go, oh my God, Donald Trump fucking appointed Mitt Romney. What a fucking sellout. I mean, Donald Trump's still going to be a sellout. Again, let me emphasize, guys, nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to be different. Nothing's going to get fixed, okay? It's just like when Obama came into office. It did not matter what Obama was intending to do. Obama may very well have been intending to close Guantanamo Bay. Does not matter, because when he came into office, and the same thing will happen to Donald Trump if it hasn't happened already. He'll go in a room and he'll sit down and some people will come in and they'll sit down and he'll say, who are you? And they'll say, shut the fuck up. They will say, we are the government. We will tell you what to do. You will do what we tell you to do. And if you don't, we will put a bullet in you like we did John F. Kennedy and like we did Ronald Reagan. And it's that fucking simple. I've explained this before. If you think the President of the United States makes any important decisions, you are wrong. The Secret Service, I've explained this before, guys. The Secret Service who followed the President around, yeah, they're there to protect the President from getting killed. But more importantly, they're there to make sure the President does what he's supposed to do. They're there to make sure that he does what he's been told to do. By the military-industrial complex, by the NSA, by the CIA, by the FBI, by the corporations, by, you know, whatever, the Illuminati, by the alien lizard people that live under Denver International Airport. It doesn't fucking matter who you think is ultimately running the government. It's not the President of the United States. He does what he's told. And that's one of the reasons why, yes, all politicians are like that. Now, here's the, now, then Donald Trump, then Stefan Molyneux, he goes in saying about, well, you know, Trump's got to go in there and he's got to play the game. He's got to be realistic. He's got people he wants to get into, what do you call them, cabinet positions, secretary positions. And of course, they have to be approved. So in order to get some of the people he wants approved, he's going to have to put forth some people that the never Trump Republicans want. You know, it's a tit for tat. I give you some, you know, you give me some. And of course, this was also interesting because a while back on Stefan Molyneux's channel, there was the video he did with Mike Chernovich in which Mike made the point that what we need to do is not forget the never Trumpers, not forget all the people who tried to stop Donald Trump from getting in. And Stefan Molyneux, of course, is, oh yeah, of course, and agreeing with him. Now Stefan Molyneux is saying, well, but you got to play ball with the never Trumpers, right? You got to give the never Trumpers Mitt Romney as Secretary of State so that the never Trumpers will approve some of these other people you want for cabinet positions. And that's just the way it is. And Donald Trump has to play the game and he has to compromise with the never Trumpers. I'm just rolling my fucking eyes because the whole thing here, right? The whole shtick was that Donald Trump is a shitlord. Donald Trump is an alpha. Donald Trump isn't going to play the fucking political game. Donald Trump is going to tell people you're fired. Donald Trump is going to fucking kick some ass and take some names and drain the swamp. And now, let's see, well, he's got to compromise. Now, I can see, practically speaking, a sense in which
this is true. But here's the thing. If Donald Trump were this alpha male shitlord that he is, why seek compromise when you can have the confrontation with Congress and just put that shit right out in the open and say, look, you say to the people who elected you, here I am. I'm trying to do my thing. These motherfuckers are in the way. Now, I'll admit I have an ulterior motive here, because if there's a lot of this evil, or if you're an anarcho-capitalist, we call it wonderful, gridlock, where nobody gets appointed, nothing's really happening, yeah, you know, the less the government does, the happier I am. So there's that element of it. But Donald Trump's whole shtick was in your face. Donald Trump's whole shtick was challenging the system. Now he's compromising with the Never Trumpers so he can get some of what he wants by giving them some of what they want. And this is what I'm talking about. All politicians are like that. They're all, hey, well, come, you have to, this thing where compromise is a good thing, right? It's like, I tell you what, so there's a woman, I want to have sex with her, she has, let's compromise. Instead of me raping you twice a day, I'll only rape you once a day. Let's compromise. I mean, and it's just baffling to hear this shit coming from Stefan Molyneux. I get it. He's maybe looking at things practically, and he says that in the video. And he says, you know, I can sit here on my ivory tower, high horse, and be theoretical and shit, but Donald Trump has to work in the practical world. All I'm saying here, Donald Trump, does he really have to work in the practical world this much? Could we have a little more of the fucking confrontation, maybe? Could, because he's not going to change anything. And this is why he's not going to change anything. I mean, if he's so fucking scared of the Never Trump fucking Republican fags that he's going to suggest Mitt Romney for Secretary of State. I mean, really? Can you get more of a fucking coward than Mitt Romney as Secretary of State? All right, moving on. Talked about that. And finally, to wrap that up. Oh, God, I can't move. I got my feet up on the fucking desk here. I'm all fucking contorted in the chair. You're not kidding, guys. My legs hurt. Because I do the good recording standing up. And so all the recording I did today, I did while standing. My legs hurt so fucking bad. Anyway. Molyneux, I keep wanting to say Trump instead of Molyneux. Stefan Molyneux said that who the Secretary of State will be under Donald Trump won't be that important because Trump is a nationalistic president, or will be a nationalistic president, as opposed to a globalist president. And I think that remains to be seen. So we will see. So just getting it out there, guys. Already getting disappointed with the Trumpening, but not a surprise. The biggest part of the Trumpening is that the Trumpening happened and the cuntening did not happen. The cuntening, of course, being Hillary the cunt Clinton. All right, and that's interesting video by Aaron. Never mind. Okay,
let's look at my show notes here. I got some notes of the video, of the podcast I was going to do about 2 weeks ago, but then I kept getting distracted with other stuff. The millennials giving awards every moment of their life. Consider how much worse it's going to be when they have the power to vote themselves awards. You've seen the things in the rare. If only young people voted, Hillary Clinton would have won every state and all this. Can you guys just stop and be terrified for a moment about how bad things are going to get when the millennials and their children, oh God, there, can you only imagine? Become the greatest voting power. Now, in my notes here, I talked about how Obama got 69,000 votes on his first run for president, and Hillary only got 60,000, and that was 87 cents. Hillary made every... God damn it. I'm so fucking tired. My brain hurts. If votes were dollars, Hillary only made 87 cents for every dollar Obama made. Knowing that the popular votes change as time goes by, because of course every vote counts, I checked the data, and I talked about this. Where were the 6 to 9 million people she was visiting? So the latest count I have from the Wikipedia, and therefore it must be true, is 62,337,643 people voted for the Trumpening. 64,433,399 people voted for the Clintoning. So she's actually closing in on Hussein Obama, the Messiah, the first half-black president. She's closing in on his 69 million. There's all these people out there with their theories about why Donald Trump won. As I said, I can't remember what I've said anymore, we'll never really know. And for a while there, I maintained that if this 6 to 9 million people had showed up and voted Hillary Clinton, that she would have won. But now, I mean, we see that she's got 64 million. I mean, she's only 5 million short of what Obama got in his first campaign. And Trump did a little bit better than we thought, too, at the 62 million. So I have to revise my thesis a little bit. Perhaps this additional 5 million that she's missing might not have made the difference. And I still don't think Trump motivated that many people. I mean, certainly I think Trump did get some people out who otherwise would not have voted, like myself. I think Trump did move a certain percentage of the population that otherwise would have just sat things out. But now I have to wonder if the ultimate factor was simply that Trump looked at the election with a male mentality, that he looked at this and said, okay, I need a certain number of electoral college votes. What states am I going to get most likely? And then what state should I focus on? And he went about it very methodically in that way. As for an example, Trump, as far as I could tell, living here in Colorado, Trump didn't put a lot of effort into Colorado that I noticed, because there was never any chance of him winning Colorado. And I think Hillary Clinton just went about... I mean, Hillary Clinton just took it for granted that she was going to win, as did all of the fucking little millennial sissies who you see on YouTube crying and screaming about, you know, make it stop and this can't be happening and somebody better fix this and I'm about to kill myself and all this other stuff.
all of these people took a Hillary Clinton victory just for granted. And I'm not sure that Hillary and her camp, you know, and she has a whole campaign staff, so does Trump, so it's not like they personally are making these decisions. But I don't think the Hillary Clinton people really went about this deliberately or with a methodology. I can't say that word. methodological approach, right? The Clinton campaign did not take a methodological approach. You know what I'm trying to say, man. Dude, pass the beer. They went about it very haphazardly and just feelings and do good and, oh, how could we possibly lose? Whereas I think the Trump people had a very specific strategy and they targeted very specific states and it happened. And there it is, the Trumpening. The other thing I noticed, and I noticed this back on during the election, I don't think I remarked about it yet, is I noticed that Washington, D.C. gets to vote. When did Washington, D.C. become a state? Why does Washington, D.C. have electoral votes? And did you see, I have the results somewhere on the screen, but it was something like 93% of people in Washington, D.C. voted for Hillary Clinton. Like, it more lopsided than any other fucking, well, it's not even a state. More lopsided than any state. I mean, why? And this tells you something too. Washington, D.C., the place where the government is at, right? This is all government workers who live there. Not all of them, of course, but primarily it's people who work for the government. 93% Democrat? Jesus fucking H Christ, where's your diversity? Now, I'm still waiting for this 25% of federal employees, some of whom said they would definitely quit if Donald Trump won, and some of whom said they would at least consider quitting. I'm still waiting for these people to quit and get the fuck out to Canada. Looking at my notes, let's say Hillary asslickers will attribute Trump victory to racism, sexism, homophobia of heterosexual white men with jobs. And yes, of course they are. People who can do math will be asking, who are the 9 million? Well, like I said, actually, it's not 9 million. It's only 5 million now. Mistake, blah, blah, blah. My mistake was thinking the Democrats had learned from Obama's victory. And this is, because I don't think Obama, I don't get the impression that the Obama people ever really took his victory for granted. I despise Obama with every ounce of my existence. But he ran a good campaign. He is a master manipulator in all the good ways and the bad ways. The man's going to make a fortune as a PR guy. I don't think he ever took things for granted, and that's part of why he got 69 million votes. I think Hillary Clinton took things for granted, and she paid the price for it. Thank the fucking gods who don't exist, because otherwise Hillary Clinton would be president, not the Trump. Republicans still haven't learned anything from their defeats by Obama. No, they had no idea. I think the Republicans will learn anything from the Trumpening. And I don't. The Republicans aren't going to. I'm still kind of prepared to say there's not going to be any more Republican presidents. Because remember, Donald Trump, not really a Republican. Donald Trump just stole the fucking election from. Oh, excuse me. That was gross. Donald Trump stole the election from the Republicans. He came in and just sort of took the fuck over and said, I'm taking this. I got this. Bye. Yeah, I didn't think I did not think the Democrats would lose in 2016 because I did not think the Democrats could be as stupid as they were. They were stupid enough to run Hillary Clinton. They were stupid enough to just take things for granted. They were stupid enough to assume that
calling white people racist, sexist, and homophobic would be enough of a campaign strategy. And their stupidity cost them the election. And I underestimated their stupidity and thus violated one of the rules of CLSology, which is do not underestimate the power of human stupidity. Just goes to show, the only time I've ever been wrong is when I underestimated stupidity. Blah, blah, blah. I got blah, blah, blah over here. I got blah, blah, blah over there. And you can read this in the show notes. I really don't need to talk about it. I want to say this. Cal Exit. Is Cal Exit still a thing? I know it was a thing for a little bit there. I have a suggestion for Cal Exit. How about instead of California voting for Cal Exit, what if the other states, not Washington, D.C., because it's not a state, what if the other 49 states vote on Cal Exit? And we get to decide whether or not California stays or goes. Speaking of that, I have an idea about the Electoral College also. Why don't we fix the Electoral... Because I saw something, I think it was on the Facebook, because everything's on the Facebook, where some graphic, and it's like, California has all these people and they only get this many electoral votes, and something, you know, Nevada or Utah or whatever has... Oh my God. Yes, I've nap time. And some other state, Nevada, I think I screenshotted this somewhere. Let's see, what are the odds I can find it in like 10 seconds or less? Because I'm not going to bore you people with me looking for a fucking screenshot. But, okay, da la 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 la. No. Okay. If I know where, if I've got it, it's going to be here, screen capture, screenshots for the CLS. I swear to God, I thought I had this open. Nope, scroll down. Oh, I found it. Electoral College math. The population of California is 38 million. The population of Wyoming is 584,000. California has 55 electoral votes. Wyoming has only 3. It takes 705,000 California voters to equal one electoral vote. It takes 194,000 Wyomingites to equal one electoral vote. That makes every vote from Wyoming worth 362% what each vote from California is worth. So what they're saying is California should have more electoral votes because there's more people. I have an idea. What if every state gets one electoral vote? And to be president, you have to get, 32. Democracy. It doesn't fucking work. And of course, the only reason this has come up is again because Hillary Clinton lost and people in California vote Democrat. You'll notice the comparison wasn't... Oh man. Sorry, getting distracted. The comparison wasn't made for Texas, because Texas votes Republican. Democrats are so desperate to figure out ways to manipulate everything so that they can win, because they can't handle losing, because they're so selfish, so childish, so immature. All right, now I got to remember to put that in the show notes. All right, what is this? You don't understand it, therefore, Electoral College. You don't understand it, therefore it must be racist. Again, well, see, and there you go. See, it's not fair. Californian, their vote's not worth as much. It's not fair. Well, it's not fair that you can take my fucking money and use it to build robots and kill people with them. Blah, blah, blah. Homophobic, yeah. Again, guys, I know I've said it before. I'm just... You had 8 years. You had 8 years of the Messiah to fix the Electoral College if you don't like it. What did you do? You fucking smoked dope and you fucking swallowed his cum for 8 fucking years. You did nothing because you're lazy. That's the best thing about the Trump presidency is now all the left-wing statists and the liberal Democrats, they're all up in arms. Oh my God, we're going to protest. And we're, you know, there's people forming all these groups. And here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, there's the Facebook group for all the people who are upset because Hillary lost. And they're going to protest and they're making a list of stores that support Hillary, which I need to go try to find that so I know where not to spend my money and all this other shit. And by the way, just so you know, this is going to be about the last time I talk about the presidential election. This is me just sort of clearing things out so that I can move on. Now, believe me, I'll be talking about the social justice warriors and the Never Trumpers and the protesting and the whining and the triggering and all that other stuff. But as far as talking about the actual election, this is like the purging episode right here. This is me purging everything I've got about the election. Donald Trump is a little speed bump on the way to the demise of Western civilization. It's still over. White people are still on the verge of extinction. Western civilization is going to come crashing down. We will most likely be taken over by the Muslims. At one time, I still maintain the last people standing will be the Chinese. But as far as here in the part of the planet Earth known as the United States of America, at this point, it looks like it's going to go to the Muslims eventually. It's going to take some time, but it's going to happen. Donald Trump is not the Messiah. He's not the Savior. He's not Hitler. He's not going to build a wall. He's not going to build the concentration camps. None of those things are going to happen. It's just going to slow things down a little bit, but we're still heading for decline. We're heading for decline because the majority, and this was, you've heard this before, this is why I said Hillary would win, which I was wrong. But the parasites outnumber the producers, especially in, you know, that you look at the fucking blue states. And that's where the populations are. In the giant population centers, the big cities, the parasites outnumber the producers. And this, unfortunately, is a trend that's not going to change. The parasites are going to keep growing in numbers and thus growing in power. And we lucked out. We got this speed bump because I think Donald Trump and his campaign people were smart enough to go about things deliberately and target specific states and have a methodical methodology, if that's repetitive, I think, methodical methodology, maybe not, methodical methodology of winning the election. Will he be able to win the second election? Who knows? Will it make a difference? Who knows? In the long run, it will not. We're still screwed because the parasites are reproducing faster than ever. And the parasites are everywhere. One of the jobs where I work,
The other people there, there's other some other people who come and go, but here's the main core individuals. We got one, and the guy who owns the company is always complaining to me about how worthless everybody else is and how lazy and all this other stuff, which is true. And I'm the most competent person there. I say that partially out of arrogance and partially just because it's fucking true. So there's me. And then there's these other people. So we've got the 20-year-old millennial girl who was just devastated when Trump won because, oh my God, minorities and women are going to be put into concentration camps. Everybody else, there's a guy. We've got the one man who is a homosexual and is actually, out of everyone else other than me, the most competent one and the one that I personally like the most. We've got another who is asexual, and all he does is play computer games. We got another one who is asexual and does drugs. And then we got another one who's got a fat gut and is married. So the point is, we got a 20-year-old girl. She's not interested in women. We got a homosexual guy, not interested in women. We got an asexual computer gamer who lives with his mommy, not interested in women. We've got the asexual drug user, not interested in women. I mean, none of these people have been on a date with a woman. And then we've got the tubby married guy who's only interested in one woman. And God, she's hideous. None of them are interested in girls. All of them voted for Hillary Clinton. All of them are lazier than fuck. And I just want to say to the guy who owns the company when he's bitching to me about how lazy and stupid they are, it's like, dude, can you not spot the pattern here? Do you not see the pattern? I'm the only one here who's worth a shit. I voted for Donald Trump and I like girls. Do you not see the pattern? People who like girls have to have some fucking standards, because to get women, you have to have some fucking standards. People who vote for Hillary Clinton and liberal Democrats, they're lazy. That's why they're voting Democrat. So when you hire a bunch of people who are lazy and don't like girls and thus don't have any standards, you get worthless employees. It ain't rocket science. I don't bother with the other side. And I'm not talking about the election anymore. We're done with it. We are moving on. And oh, there's so much. I have so much.